Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, expecting partly to mostly sunny skies, a slight chance for some afternoon showers and storms with highs approaching 90. Then for tonight, lingering slight chance for a storm and 65. Then back to the sunshine for your Tuesday, those highs near 85. Do have a chance for some showers and storms looking ahead to the day on Wednesday with a high of 81. I'm Michael Caro. Right now, 69 degrees.
Buying knockoff tires for performance is like buying turkey bacon for taste. Just don't. To help avoid another regrettable decision, from June 27th to July 17th, get a $50 reward card after submission with the purchase of four new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. BF Goodrich Tires. Are you driver enough?
See Mike's OK Tire in Marysville for tires, tire repair, and front end alignment.
See bfgoodrichtires.com/promo for details. Offer expires 7/17/16. Void where prohibited.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps. Kansas bracing for more contentious legal and political fights over education funding, even after legislators approved a narrow short-term fix to satisfy a court mandate. Kansas Supreme Court directed lawmakers in a ruling last month to make education funding fairer to poor areas, forcing them to have a special session. But the court will consider the next, larger issue of whether the state spends enough overall on its schools. The justices could rule by early next year. And a 29-year-old man charged in the death of a Kansas City, Kansas police detective has made his first court appearance in Kansas. Curtis Ayers of Tonganoxie charged with capital murder in the May 9 death of Detective Brad Lancaster. Ayers accused of fleeing to Missouri in a car after Lancaster was shot. Kansas City, Missouri police shot and wounded Ayers before taking him into custody. Mid-America Network News.
Changing your oil regularly will help keep your vehicle running its best. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Quaker State conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $13.99 after $3 mail-in rebate. Protect your engine with Quaker State at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fraudulent charges aren't always so easy to find. They can start out as just a few dollars. That's why Discover Card monitors every purchase every day to help keep your account protected from suspicious activity. Plus, you're never responsible for any unauthorized purchases on your Discover Card. And if you need to replace your card for any reason, we'll overnight you a new one at your request, free of charge. These are just some of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Learn more at discover.com. Overnight shipping applies to U.S. destinations, excluding P.O. boxes.
A federal appeals court has ruled that a discrimination lawsuit against Springfield, Missouri-based Bass Pro Shops can continue. Springfield News Leader reports the lawsuit brought by the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in 2011 accuses the outdoor retailer of discriminating against Black and Hispanic job applicants. The U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has recently agreed with procedural decisions by the federal court in Texas, allowing the case to move forward. Bass Pro Shop has long denied the allegations and also criticized the appeals panel's decision, saying it doesn't provide any guidance for the district court on how to try the claims without violating the rights of Bass Pro Shop. And a 59-year-old Russell man has died after the motorcycle he was driving in collided with a cow. The Kansas Highway Patrol says James Ordell was riding the motorcycle when he hit the cow Friday night, 6 miles south of I-70. The patrol says Ordell was not wearing a helmet. Mid-America Network News.
Technology is supposed to be easy, but what happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
We'll be right back.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Blake Cripps. Four former and current Arkansas swimmers have qualified for the U.S. Olympic trials. School announced Saturday it'll be represented by junior Jesse Garrison, sophomore Madison Strathman, and two-time All-American and former Razorback Nikki Daniels. Anna Mayfield, who graduated in the spring, qualified for the 400-meter freestyle but won't compete. The trials will be held in Omaha. Iowa's Les Hills could soon be famed for more than its loosely packed soil. The Daily Nonpareil reports that the region that runs along Iowa's western border with Nebraska was recently certified as an American viticultural area. Federal designation coveted by grape growers and took 5 years, $50,000 in studies to earn. A federal judge has found in favor of the city of Lincoln in a civil rights lawsuit filed by a man arrested and convicted of trespassing for handing out religious leaflets outside an arena on public land. Mid-America Network News.
The 4,000 ASE-certified technicians of Firestone Complete Auto Care prove a tool's only as good as the hands behind it. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, you can get an additional 10% off on any service. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid June 27th through July 3rd. Save an additional 10% off our current lowest advertised price. Offer excludes tires and gift cards. Offer cannot be combined with other discount programs. Not to be used to reduce outstanding debt. Offer void where prohibited. See store or driveafirestone.com for full details.
I'm Allie Sweeney with exciting news about a fresh idea for whitening. New Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Clean and Fresh Toothpaste. It starts whitening immediately with an invigorating surge of cool spearmint flavor that lasts. And in just 5 days, it removes more plaque than the leading whitening toothpaste. Imagine a whitening toothpaste that does all that. New Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Toothpaste. Love it or your money back. Visit trulyradiant.com for offer details.
At the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort, we're committed to providing the best possible family care for you and your loved ones close to home. Our network of professionals provides wellness services, preventive care, and exceptional treatment. At the Life Care Fitness Center, we'll help you get moving. We're experts in helping you find a personal fitness program that fits you, your interests, your lifestyle, and your schedule. It's easy to see why so many patients trust their family's health care to the best. The family medicine experts at the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday. Potential radon in the County Health Department building was discussed. An exhaust fan may be placed in the basement and mediation efforts may be necessary. No action was taken on two bids received at a bid opening for overlay of 5.3 miles of 8th Road, south of Blue Rapids. Commissioners again discussed the building that houses the Frankfort Nutrition Site with the county attorney. An increase of just over $46,000 in the sheriff's budget for a total of $1.252 million was presented. No action was taken. Marshall County Commissioners will not meet July 5th and July 11th. They will meet Friday, July 9th at 9 a.m. Washington County Commissioners met Monday, conducting mostly routine business. They will meet again June 30th to work on the county budget. Nemahal County Commissioners met Monday. Marion Township officials inquired why the county was no longer willing to chip and seal the roads in Baileyville. Commissioners responded they could not do for the community what they would not do for other Nemahal County towns. They did indicate the county would redo D Road in Marion Township when possible. And a reminder, complete county commissioners' minutes are posted on our website at KNDYradio.com. Gage County Board of Supervisors requested additional information on a proposed poultry operation near Cortland. They specifically want to know how manure and dead birds will be disposed of. An application for permit has drawn concern from area residents who had commented at a Zoning and Planning Commission meeting. That group approved moving the permit process forward to the Board of Supervisors, who will again consider the matter July 6th. The motion for delay passed 5-1 with Kerry Juergens voting no. An injury accident was reported Monday around 8:30 a.m. in Marshall County on U.S. 36 at the Beatty Corner. A milk truck driven by Randy Plattner, age 58, of Sabetha, struck a truck driven by Donald Roach, age 59, of Frankfort, who was pulling into the intersection. The tractor pulling the milk trailer overturned. Donald Roach was transported to CMH in Marysville, where he was treated and released for injuries. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County Sunday on U.S. 36 near MM 325. Herrick News, age 33 of Fairview, lost control of a semi he was driving, which overturned. He was transported to the Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in Seneca. Honetta M. Grief, age 76 of Lincoln, formerly of the Hanover area, passed away Thursday. Funeral service 10:30 this morning at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Annetta Grief. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken strips, sweet potato, a muffin, mixed veggie, and peaches. Tomorrow, smothered steak, mashed potato, a roll, pickled beets, strawberry, cheesecake salad. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures still on the warm side to start off the work week, with those highs approaching that 90-degree mark by this afternoon, but those temperatures taking a bit of a dip as we head later into this work week, as a reinforcing cold frontal boundary looks to work in from the north. Those high temperatures approaching that 90-degree mark by this afternoon. We're back in the mid-80s for high temperatures on your Tuesday, and even some lower 80s looking ahead to the day on Wednesday. Do pick up at least a slight chance for some showers and storms for this afternoon coming up and for tonight. Taking a closer look at your forecast for today, expecting partly to mostly sunny skies, a slight chance for some afternoon showers and storms with highs approaching 90. Then for tonight, lingering slight chance for a storm and 65. Then back to the sunshine for your Tuesday, those highs near 85. Do have a chance for some showers and storms looking ahead to the day on Wednesday with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature late June, 87, record high on this date, 107 in 1936. The average low, 67, the record low, 49 in 1974. Sunset this evening, 8:52, sunrise in the morning, 5:59. Finally did get some rain showers Saturday night. Thunderstorms rumbled across the region. We had about 20 hundredths of an inch here at the studios in Marysville. Sunny skies and 69 degrees, a light south wind, barometer 30.13 inches, relative humidity up there at 86%. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 27th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
This summer, take your kids on an adventure like no other, scouring the mysterious phantoms of the deep sea. Thrilling discoveries await them just beyond the portals of our submarine. Things look very different once you get below the surface. As the kids submerge themselves in God's Word, they will discover that Jesus saw people differently. He didn't just see what's on the outside. He looked deep down on the inside. So grab your goggles, step into your flippers, and dive in with us for Vacation Bible School at the Marysville Berean Church, June 27th through July 1st, from 9 a.m. to noon, to find truth below the surface. Our crew will welcome you aboard our submarine at 2221 North Street. For more information about our voyage, you can call 629-8000.
It was a night of grand slams for Major League Baseball. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports.
Corbin's first pitch to him. Breaking ball! High and deep and gone! Touch him all time in grand style for Carlos Gonzalez.
A call on KOA as Carlos Gonzalez hit a grand slam in the bottom of the fifth to give the Rockies a 6-5 lead. Colorado went on to beat the Diamondbacks 9-7. The Orioles also had a grand slam thanks to Chris Davis in the first inning against the Rays. Baltimore defeated Tampa Bay 12-5. The U.S. men's soccer team lost to Colombia 1-0 in the third place game of the Copa America. Head coach Jurgen Klinsmann says the U.S. team should be proud.
Getting in the final four of such a huge competition here is a wonderful achievement, and they should be very, very proud of themselves.
In NASCAR.
Here comes Stewart. He gets to the inside of Hamlin. Hamlin goes wide. Stewart shoves him out. Tony Stewart off of turn 11. I met him as a Hoosier, the Rushville Rocket. That's what we called him then. Today we call him the champion of the Toyota Save Mart 350 as he wins at Sonoma. What a finish for Tony Stewart.
The call on Performance Racing Network is Tony Stewart wins the Toyota Save Mart 350. On the field, the Copa America Finals ended in a 0-0 draw last night, but Chile ended up winning 4-2 in penalties against Argentina. In golf, Billy Hurley III won the 2016 Quicken Loans National. In women's basketball, reports suggest former University of Tennessee basketball coach Pat Summitt is struggling with her health. Summitt's early-onset dementia has progressed, according to her family. 5 years ago, she spoke with ABC's Robin Roberts after being diagnosed.
Obviously, I was very disappointed. I hate to sound this way, but why me? Why me with dementia?
Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Britain's exit from the European Union projected to take years, but the impact on U.S. agriculture is immediate. Britain voted to leave the EU on Thursday, and many British farmers seem to prefer the exit because they were upset over EU regulations. But those same farmers will lose massive amounts of farm subsidies. British farmers have often complained about the European Common Agriculture Policy, but also have opposed measures restricting subsidies. For the UK, will no longer be included in the transatlantic trade and investment partnership negotiations. Britain will now have to negotiate trade deals on its own. The United States, currently the single largest investor in Britain, and the U.S. sells nearly $2 billion of agriculture and food products to Britain each year. Vermont's governor says a national GMO labeling standard makes sense, but Peter Shumlin says he has deep concerns regarding the Senate's bill. Vermont Public Radio is reporting a Shumlin concern because the Senate compromise would delay labeling for several years and allows the food manufacturer to choose how to disseminate information. Shumlin signed Vermont's mandatory labeling law in 2014, and the Senate bill would supersede Vermont's law and provide states from setting their own labeling requirements. It would also give the U.S. Department of Agriculture 2 years to finalize the national regulations. Many agriculture groups applauding the compromise announced by the Senate Ag Committee last week, recognizing the need for a national standard rather than a patchwork of many different state laws. Find more agriculture information online anytime, agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News Harvest Updates from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, once again, some weekend rains slowed wheat harvest in parts of Kansas. The fortunate part of the rains this last Sunday were that the majority of the heavier rains fell on areas where wheat has already been harvested. So maybe the delays won't be quite as great this time around. Harvest continues to move to the west and to the north. All but about a dozen far northwestern Kansas counties are either finished with their wheat harvest or certainly well involved in wheat harvest. Haskell County Extension Agricultural Agent Lacey Noderman says that the wheat quality in Haskell County this year is
great, actually. Our yields are anywhere from 50 to 80, and we've actually heard some even hitting over 100. Because of the rainfall we've gotten this year, it's been fantastic. Test weights are good, good and heavy, 53 to 64 pounds.
Noderman says that wheat harvest is progressing quite nicely in Haskell County.
I would assume that we are almost halfway done. The guys are just pretty happy with what they're getting. Problems that have came up for our guys is we've got a lot of down wheat right now. The fields are still pretty damp and wet, and so they're having to play with mud, which isn't something we always have to play with.
And as we pointed out, harvest moving west as well. Melanie Eddy is a farmer from Syracuse reporting that her family's harvest had a stuttering start with various rainfalls. However, she said that her family still has about 10 days left of cutting, provided that they get the dry weather to do it. She says yields have averaged around 70 bushels an acre, unheard of in that area the last several years. Wheat Harvest 2016. Ag News, Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
You've heard it before, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer. Yes, farmers are married to the land. At Mid-America Ag Network, we know how important harvest time is, and we're in the field with you. We're committed to providing the best harvest coverage in the country. From Texas to the Dakotas, we're on the air to update you on the harvest. Summer Harvest Reports, brought to you by U.S. Custom Harvesters, Abilene Machine, the Kansas Wheat Commission, Midwest Ford Dealers, Wells Fargo, banking wherever life takes you. Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on agriculture.
Wear and tear. It seems like something is always breaking, falling off, or needing repair. That's why Abilene Machine only sells the highest quality new, remanufactured, and recycled parts. Their new parts are second to none, yet are typically 40% off the list price of the big OEMs. Recycled parts can save you even more, up to 50% off new. Don't let your ag replacement parts take a toll on your pocket. Call Abilene Machine at 800-255-0337 or visit AbileneMachine.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. Well, we're wrapping up Dairy Month, and what better way than having a dairy breakfast and some ice cream for breakfast? More about that after this.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel. The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
One of the few times you can get away with having ice cream for breakfast is at a dairy breakfast, and I attended one recently at Hampshire, Illinois, at the Drendel Farm. About 2,500 people turned out as early as 6 o'clock in the morning for pancakes and sausage and coffee and orange juice and ice cream. Well, it's a dairy breakfast. Ice cream is dairy. And I have to tell you that at 7 o'clock in the morning, ice cream tasted pretty good. I spoke with Dale Drendel, one of the owners of the farm, which is home to Lindale Holsteins.
Tell us about the origin of this event.
Well, this event actually started back in 2006, was the first time we had hosted it. And there was our Dairy Herd Improvement Association, which is known as DHIA. It was kind of a dream between Kane and DeKalb counties. We have the same testing association. And there was the idea that we needed to have a dairy breakfast, a local dairy breakfast around here for people to come to. So we did it back in 2006, and I think we had just under 1,000 people that year. Now, this is the sixth time that we've done it since. And 3 years ago, we had 1,500. I have no idea how many people are here today. It seems like a lot.
Right, I would think more than 1,500, I would imagine.
Kind of looks that way. We had great publicity on this deal this year. And the weather can make and break the whole activity.
Yeah.
And today, the weather is making it. So
do you have a sense of who the people are that come? Are they from around the area or city folks? Or?
All of the above.
Yeah.
How's that? I've talked to people that have been 150 or 200 miles away, and people that are next door road over that have never been here, and you know, they lived here 17 years and never came over.
Yeah.
So, but, and we get a lot of people in here, a lot of different activities that we've hosted here. We were really big in promoting the Illinois farm families, so we always participated in that event. But a lot of things through Farm Bureau and through the dairy industry, and we just had a lot of dietitians from schools come out.
Okay. So our friends Orion and Max are always preaching the importance of agriculture telling its story. Is this part of what you're doing here?
This is our way of telling the story, is actually opening the farm up and just answer any question people have. We want to tell the story. And that's what we're doing it for.
It was a beautiful day, and people from all walks of life and all ages learned a lot about dairy at the Drendel Dairy Farm Breakfast. Back after this.
Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home invites Belleville and the surrounding areas to the American Ag Heritage Festival on July 2nd. There will be fun activities all day for all ages, and the grand finale is a spectacular fireworks display. Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home in Belleville, serving north central Kansas and south central Nebraska.
As always, I appreciate you listening to Farming America, a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
No sale today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They're closed for the summer harvest this week, and then no sale next week. They're closed for summer harvest and Independence Day. They will resume sales in July, but no sale June 27th or July 4th, their summer schedule, and early consignment listings are always posted online at their website, beatrice77.net. 7:30 from KNDY, rumble of thunder over the weekend. We finally broke a few showers loose. We certainly could use more. Had about 0.20 of an inch here in Marysville. Areas that received some heavier thunderstorms up to about 0.5 inch, but that's about it this round. Some moderation in temperatures this week. Today approaching 90, could be the warmest day on tap this week. A cold front moving in midweek could prompt another round of thunderstorms. Can't rule them out.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Blake Cripps. Ian Kennedy struck out 11 over 7 innings. Kendrys Morales hit 2 home runs while filling in for Eric Hosmer at first base. And the Kansas City Royals stepped the Houston Astros' 7-game winning streak with a convincing 6-1 victory on Sunday. Royals starters Edinson Volquez and Chris Young were roughed up in blowout losses in the first two games of the series. Kennedy allowed just 1 run and 3 hits with 1 walk. The Royals outhit the Astros 13-4. Kennedy improves to 6-6 on the year. Doug Fister, who was 7-0 in his previous 10 starts, lost for the first time since April 25th. And three players tied for 17 under par at the Air Capital Classic. Colin Morikawa and J.J. Spahn both fell short, however. Ali Schniederjans wins a playoff, and he wins the Air Capital Classic presented by Aetna. Mid-America Network Sports.
We treat those cattle like our lives depended on it, because they do. We know what to give them so that they can produce to the best of their ability and be as comfortable as possible while doing it. Beyond financial, beyond profit, if we're treating these cattle well, they work better for us. And it requires a lot of patience, but it's very rewarding too.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
At Kansas Ethanol and Lyons, we're making more than just ethanol. With our co-product, Distiller's Grain, we're making the first 100% Distiller's Grain range cube. It won't crumble and can be fed on the ground without high wastage or wind losses. With calving season here, our Distiller's Grain calf creep tubs are easy. Throw up 3 panels with a small calf opening and you're done. Calf creep pellets are available too. So call Kansas Ethanol today for pricing. Kansas Ethanol, Lyons, Kansas, 620-257-2300.
5 runs from the Royals in that 6-1 victory over the Astros came in the 7th inning. Royals outhit the Astros 13-4 to improve to 39-35 on the season. Texas Rangers improved to 49-27. They knock off the Boston Red Sox after scoring 3 runs in the first inning. Tacking on a couple more, they win that game 6-2. Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets 5-2. Miami able to push back the Cubs 6-1. The Twins win a battle of pinstripes 7-1 over the Yankees. Washington Nationals outbrew Milwaukee 3-2. Tony Stewart wins an incredible battle with Denny Hamlin, snapping an 84-race winless streak, capturing the victory at Sonoma Raceway. 2016 Wimbledon Championship start today. Novak Djokovic, top seed for the men. Serena Williams for the women. And the family of Pat Summitt says the ex-coach has declining health. Mid-America Network Sports.